Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I am Kenya Gibson filling in for Richard Gearhart.
I'm Elizabeth Gearhart. I do marketing for Gearhart Law and I have my own startups.
So Chef Angel,
hello,
joining us today from Experience New Jersey. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm ready to rock.
Yeah, we literally pulled you off of the street today because you were coming to deliver food today. And I was like, guess what? You're going to be on Passage to Profit.
Yeah, we had someone cancel last minute. Kenya's like, yeah, I'll get somebody.
You know, really super excited to have you here. You have a beautiful, beautiful restaurant.
Thank you. Listen, you pulled me in. We're talking about entrepreneurship here, right? To be the entrepreneur, it's being a leader. It's being like, hey, something happened. Okay, what do you want to do? What do you need me to do? What would you like me to do? Let's go.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah. And the food is wonderful there. I mean, I've been there twice with Amber. And then we've tried, oh my God, you have the lamb chops, which are exceptional. You have a bunch of stuff. Like, what's your favorite food item on the menu that you make?
Oh, you're going to ask me what my favorite food is. That's asking who my favorite child is. You can't do that to me. When I wanted to open up a restaurant and go into the hospitality business, I had a couple of thoughts in mind and doing different cuisines. But what Experience does right now and what the focus is doing a little bit of everything. Now, that can sound like a headache for a lot of people, but it's all about concept and what we're trying to do. See, the restaurant itself, it has that restaurant lounge feel where, listen, when I want people to come by, it's that feeling of having friends and family around the table, sitting down, having a party at the table. Some are drinking, some are not. Some is having good food. My brother likes Chinese food. My sister likes Indian food. I like Mediterranean food. My mother stopped eating meat. What do we do? How do we do that? You know, they say 1 out of 8 people are vegetarian nowadays, let alone vegan.
Mm.
And let alone when a group of people go out to eat to a restaurant, you go and see a menu and then what's the only thing that's available is a salad. And then you look at your friend that was a vegetarian and they look at you and they go like, it's okay. We can eat here. Listen, if you're a good friend or a good family member, you look at them like, no, that's not okay. Let's go find somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would we disclose anybody there? So even our restaurant's also halal friendly. All those factors come into mind. So luckily for me, you know, my upbringing, I'm half Filipino, half Puerto Rican. My beautiful wife is Indian. I grew up in Jersey, so I'm Italian trained. I know Mediterranean food. I have Jamaican friends. I have Mexican friends. I have the whole country of America in Jersey. And that's what Jersey's about. That's who lives there. So in the menu itself, I have Asian food. I have Hispanic food. I have American food. It's prime steaks. I get my seafood from the Hunts Point in Bronx, New York. So it's the top of the line stuff. And that's what people care about nowadays. When you go out with your friends and family, nowadays it's like, well, they have food, but what else is there? Is there entertainment? Is there something to do? Is there something to talk about? And then on top of that, if we do go, is it greasy? Is it healthy? All those things matter nowadays. If I have a nice cocktail, I don't want something that's watered down or too syrupy either.
Okay, you are making me hungry.
Yeah.
Where is your restaurant?
I'm over in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Website is chefangelrivera.com. And of course, the restaurant experiencenj.com.
And it's so funny that you're talking about the variety because Richard and I went to a podcasting conference and there was a guy there that had written a book. He was a keynote. So we listened to the book in the car on the way home. And he talked about this whole restaurant thing and how these people had this restaurant and they offered everything. And then these other specialty restaurants popped up like a Pizza Hut, this, that. And so they narrowed it down to salads and they lost all their business because they didn't realize that people were coming to their restaurant because anybody could get whatever they wanted because they had the variety.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's a good marketing plan.
There's a lot of flaws to it, too, though. You have to be a good leader. You have to be a good teacher to teach and to learn all these techniques, these French techniques, Italian techniques, all these different seasonings. You can't mix them. And why? And that requires proper hiring. Proper engagement. Now we talk about front of house, the servers learning about the foods, all the intricacies, now the pairings for the wines. How do we continue to innovate from that?
Anytime I've been there, you're running around, you're making sure everybody's good. You take your time with the food and like you don't really get that when you go to restaurants today. You take pride in what you bring to the table. And that's a wonderful experience for anybody who's looking to upscale dining.
I'm glad you noticed that. So when I go dining, that's what I want to be. I want to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do I drive around Woodbridge looking for something that looks like it could be a restaurant or does it have a name?
Yeah. No, you're right. It's the word is the restaurant name is Experience, Xperience without that first E. It's that little play on the words, right, with experience as a whole.
Yeah. So it's a fun time for sure.
I want to ask you, being a chef, do you love food? Are you a foodie?
I'll tell you this. I'm definitely not skinny. I'll tell you that. No, do I love food? Yes, I love food. Food is the reason why people come together, why they celebrate. They have birthdays. They have anniversaries. They have just because days.
Mm-hmm.
I get so happy when I talk to some customers and they're like, yeah, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary. I'm celebrating my 40th birthday. And I'm like, thank you for choosing me for that.
Beth Neidig.
I'm a foodie and I love restaurants. So I wonder, just as you being a chef, what is your intention for your future? Do you want to be the next Todd English? Do you want to be the next Wolfgang? Like, where do you want to go and who do you want to be?
As far as I know, over in Woodbridge, we're going to be expanding over towards wherever we can. We're already in talks of as far as going other restaurants. But for me, like, my intention going through my career was actually never in food. I actually went to school in NGIT for mechanical engineering. After that, I actually became a physics and math teacher for high school. And then from that, I actually worked in marketing for 10 years, direct and indirect marketing. From there, I helped out some startup companies build themselves up. And I was like, okay, I kind of want to do my own business, but what do I want to do? And that's where I kind of had a nice little barbecue one day. And I remember one of my friends going like, why don't you do this? Why don't you sell these empanadas? As he's like holding it up in the air. I come from a math background, a science background. And I was like, listen, like, you know, only like 30% of restaurant businesses actually succeed.
Yeah.
Fast forward a little bit of time from the party, a couple drinks later, and later on he kind of pulled me in aside and he's like, Angel, you know, something actually bothers me. I was like, what's up? He said, you don't think you're in that 30%. And if you're from Jersey or New York or anything like that, when somebody hits you, you're like, oh, you jerk. Now I gotta show you wrong.
Yes.
And then when I did so, and I was like looking at it, I was like, well, I'm doing good at sales. Like, do I want to do a restaurant? I was like, you know what? But if I do this, I'm going to do this right.
Mm.
So what that means is that I started in a salad station. I learned from all the peers. I took definitely a pay cut or anything like that. But that's because I made sure that I learned my way through it. And whoever was around me, I was going to be a sponge. I learned all the tricks because not everything you can learn from culinary school, which I did I did a couple years over at Hudson County in Jersey City. But I knew to learn from my peers. There's people in the business that's been there for 40, 50 years or whatever it may be. They have something to teach, whether it's the dishwasher, the salad person, whoever it is. I got there earlier. I got out later. And next thing you know, I'm running a multi-million-dollar restaurant over in Central Jersey.
Amazing. Amazing.
Amazing. So how did you get the catering gig?
I think if you put out good product and have good work ethic, like eventually, like you be so good, you cannot be unnoticed. But, you know, I put my head down and continue to work, make sure everything is good. And eventually you get noticed by one person. And, you know, as soon as you talk to somebody, you say, well, not who else do you know, but how can I help you? Mm-hmm. Right. And when you ask, how can I help you or what else can I do for you? They say, well, you know what? We need help with this community gig. My front of house manager, Chris Morales, shout out right there, introduced me to Amber. And Amber's like, you know what? I have somebody that needs a catering gig, but we need to talk a little bit further. Next, you know, a month or two later, I'm doing Marlon Wayans' Amazon video gig for Good Grief. Next thing you know, I'm meeting Tito Puente Jr. I'm meeting Mano and Angela Yee. So listen, put your head down. And all these people, they're just hardworking people, just like me and you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put my head down and continue going and have a good smile on my face and make sure the stuff I put out is good. Great, even.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're growing. How are you publicizing this and marketing this?
I pick up my phone. I say, Amber, what should I do next? That's
so we need to be talking to Amber about this part.
No. But Instagram has been our biggest wagon, if you will. Our demographic is between from the ages of 20 up to like 60. Like I said, what happens is I mentioned a little earlier that the birthday gigs has been a big hit for us. Because people want to go out and have a good time for their birthday. Yeah. Some people are like, oh, no, it's my birthday. Don't worry about it. You know what that means? They want you to come out with lights and buy them a shot and give them a cake because they don't want to do it for themselves. So when you match that with the good vibe and energy that we have, the great team that I have right there, magic happens. And then now all you got to do is just like push that train forward. Just keep pushing it. Push it forward. Have a little bit of Red Bull and coffee. Just keep pushing forward.
Speaking of good energy and good vibes and good teams, I just wanted Amber, who's in the room, to talk a little bit about her business. She has her own PR company, and I wanted to make sure we got an opportunity for people to know exactly what you do.
Hi, guys. I'm Amber. I got the nickname the PR Princess from Coach Kenya. I do have my own PR business. I started as an event producer. Shout out to DJ Sus1, who took me under his wing it's been about like 10 years. I've been under his wing. What started as an intern, was working for free, then an assistant, then became event producer, then became publicist. Met Coach Kenya 3-4 years ago. She took me under her wing. We did a Michael B. Jordan episode together, which I helped run the backstage things for. And then literally, I think it was 3 weeks later, Marlon Wayans' team had tried to find me and was just like, hey, we need you to do a premiere. Like, are you down? I was just like, you think I'm going to say no to that? And that was probably about 4 years ago. But I honestly started PR when I was writing for a magazine and they had terminated their PR person and asked me to take over because they're just like, well, you kind of do it anyway. And I was just like, I don't know, like only know a little bit. I don't know too much. And they're just like, yeah, but you do it anyway. So for me, this was a part of my calling because a part of public relations and media is spreading messages. And I want to spread messages that have to do with God, that have to do with love, that have to do with talent and all things positive as opposed to all the negative things that are going on. So I just find it very funny that the first premiere I did for Marlon was called God Loves Me. And from there, shout out to Marlon Wayans. He's such an amazing person. If you guys ever get to meet him in person, you would absolutely love him. He changed my career. After him, a lot of people started hitting me up for different things. So Pastor Calvin Robertson from Marriage Ain't for Punks. What's that? Married at First Sight. That show, I started working with them this year. But yeah, so I do, you know, I do a lot of things. Event production is my first love and PR is right behind.
Amberlé, where can they reach you?
TheBeastPR.com, TheBeastPR.com. And then my Instagram name is Made in Vietnam, 2 underscores. It's Made in Vietnam because people started confusing my nationality and I'm going to leave it there.
Okay. Passage to Profit, in case you didn't know, is a nationally syndicated radio show. I think we're in over 30 stations now.
38.
Wow.
38 affiliates.
Yeah, we've been adding, and we love our affiliates. We talked to some of our station managers, Richard and I did. We talked to Portland. We talked to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We talked to Boston. And really great feedback from those guys. Thank you.
The show airs every single day almost in different time slots across the country.
We're really getting out there. And I want to thank the Passage to Profit team, our producer, Noah Fleischman, who has his own podcast, our program coordinator, Alicia Morrissey, and Risi Kat Busari. This is also a podcast. If you want to hear something again or missed it, look for our podcast tomorrow, anywhere you get your podcasts. And we are in top 3% of podcasts globally, according to Listen Notes. And we've also recently been selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. So that means if you want to come on a podcast or radio show and be interviewed, we're one of the best ones. So come talk to us. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube. And for all of your patent, trademark, and copyright needs, Gearhart Law offers free consultations. Contact us at gearhartlaw.com. While the information provided during this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without first checking with your legal professional. We will see you next time on Passage to Profit.